Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you once again to another edition. Now, in the podcast today, I'm going to talk about the findings that I had from a book, a recent book that's written by an author that I've got a great deal of respect for. He is still a young man and has written many books, and he's somebody that I follow quite closely on social media. And many of you may know him because I've mentioned him before, or you may know him because you've come across his work. The person in question, the author in question, is Ryan Holiday. And the book I want to talk about is his latest book called Courage is Calling, Fortune Favors the Brave. And it fits almost perfectly with many of the philosophies that we talk about on Leader, Manager, Coach. So I'm going to talk about the book. I'm going to talk about the outstanding findings that I think provide great lessons for us all. And as I always say, look, this is my take on a subject, and I'm very honoured that you take the time to listen to Leader, Manager, Coach. But I always say, reading is where it's at. So do yourself a favour, if any of this floats your boat, get yourself to your favourite bookstore, pick up a copy and enjoy. And I'd love to know your thoughts on the amazing subject of courage. So here we go. Courage is calling, fortune favours the brave. The book is divided into three subsections. The first one is fear, the second one is courage, and the last and third one is the heroic. And I'm going to follow that just to kind of keep it in line with the book. And the book opens with a quote, and I'm going to read you the quote. And the quote is by Xenophon, and it says, "Let us not wait for other people to come to us and call upon us to do great deeds. Let us instead be the first to summon the rest to the path of honour." So, do not wait for others. Leadership is taken, not given. Now, Ryan Holiday talks about courage as being one of his key virtues alongside temperance, justice, and wisdom. And he puts into the book many great quotes which underline the point he's trying to make. And one of the things I like about Ryan Holiday is he's extremely well read. He understands his subject deeply. And he's obviously been a scholar of Stoicism for a long time. And he illustrates his points with great stories. Another quote he leads into the book with is by Tolstoy. "Your whole life should be lived as a heroic deed." What a great quote that is. Imagine living your life and every little heroic journey, every minute, every decision you make, you can look at as a hero's journey. Do I make the right decision, or do I take the easy way out? It's not all about slaying dragons. It's about the hero's journey in every second of the day, being courageous enough to follow what your heart says, what your gut says, and doing what is right. It kind of aligns with Jordan Peterson, another mind that I gravitate towards, who talks about life being, or should be, a terrible adventure. And Peterson talks about suffering an awful lot, but the word adventure there fits in. And look, courage isn't just physical, is it? It's moral as well. It's those little micro decisions that we all make. And we're all frightened, you know. I don't care what anybody says, that the person who doesn't feel fear is probably not being honest or hasn't got the insight to understand that fear is part of the process. Because if you're not having that sensation of fear, you're probably not living your life, or you're not being present, because it's the first step. Without it, you don't know you're on the right path. Because if you're not, if there's no anxiety, if everything is comfortable and secure, then you know that you're not being challenged. So that sensation of fear is the first step in the courageous journey. Holiday quotes Churchill again, who said something along the lines of, "To each there comes in their lifetime a special moment. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared." And that's a particular quote from Churchill, because Churchill spent so many years attempting to achieve, and was well into the afternoon of his life when his greatest moment came. And all his skills and attributes were pretty perfect for the opportunity that presented itself. But what Churchill is saying is, even when you're not there, you haven't got the accolades, you haven't got to the place you want to be at, you better be working towards it. Because when that moment comes, the call, if you're not prepared, as he says, it's a tragedy. Holiday also says, look, we're all called to do things. Whether we answer or not, or even whether we hear, is a different question. He cites Florence Nightingale, who we talked about before, who denied her calling to be the great nursing pioneer for years and years and years, because she was frightened of what her family would say. He talks about safety and the dangers of safety and how it prevents us from achieving what it is that we want to achieve. He talks about not fearing hardship, because hard is good. Hard is challenging us. Hard is making us grow. And yes, it's about challenging ourselves so we do not destroy ourselves and reach for fruit that is too high, but aim for something that's out of our reach, but there is a possibility if we stretch and strive that we can achieve it little by little by little. And Ryan talks about mastering that fear and doing those little things that are in front of you, step by step by step. He quotes Wilfred Owen, the great war poet from the First World War, who said something along the lines again of, happy are those who lose imagination. They have enough to carry with ammunition. You know, it's hard for many of us to understand what it's like to be actually in the middle of war when your life is fully in danger and you are tasked with taking the lives of others in the cause. What fear must enter your mind in those situations? And Owen is talking about the fact that if you ruminate on the fear, your wild imaginings and probably negative thoughts, it's enough to actually do the task that's in front of you. But yes, fear is normal. Courage, yes, is an honest commitment to noble ideals, as Ryan talks about. But we have to take those first steps and actually dive in at some point. And again, he quotes Florence Nightingale, who illustrates it beautifully. Better to die in the surf than stand idly on the shore. You know, it is about finding that fear and actually letting that fear drive you, choosing your path. You know, Jordan Peterson talks about anxiety and how there's a positive anxiety that comes from choosing to be vulnerable and open yourself up to your challenge and embracing that fear rather than having it thrust upon you. You know, excessive amount of fear may be a sign of excessive self-interest and excessive self-preservation. What are we here for if not to work for others? It's not a throwaway comment that we say greatest are those who give up their lives for others. And why every year we remember, whether you agree with it or not, those who gave their lives in service for the countries that we live in. And Holiday talks about embracing that fear and choosing the path and jumping in and truly getting involved, which is linked to finding yourself, finding your passion, the thing that will push you and drive you or pull you It also aligns with that authenticity. Yes, this is me, that still small voice that is calling you to overcome the fear.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com/leadermanagercoach.
And again, Ryan goes back to the war analogy and John McCrae's famous poem In Flanders Fields from the Second World War. You know, to you from failing hands we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high, to take up our quarrel with the foe. Will you receive the baton? Will you hold the torch? Or will you not hear the call? You know, fear is normal. Fear will be with us whenever we decide to take a step. You have to meet it head on. Or, as Shakespeare said, meet the time as it meets us. As Churchill's, point comes when you're prepared and the call comes. That is what Ryan Holiday talks about with fear. The middle section of the book, he talks about courage and the manifestation of that great virtue. And he definitely embellishes the notion that courage is certainly not just physical. I mean, I know from my own personal life, some of the most heroic acts are quiet, unassuming acts, often by timid, or so it appears, females. One of them was my grandmother, the epitome of courage. Lived a life of courage, but she wouldn't have considered it courage. But it was a life lived by, or like so many people of her age, hard, working class, looking after others, doing what needed to be done every minute of the day. Holiday talks about starting small, you know, and practicing bravery. You don't have to do the biggest thing now, although you could, but just start on the process. Stand up. Don't tolerate what you don't believe in. One of the hardest things is to speak out. I can personally vouch for that myself. You have to speak truth to power and be prepared to stand by your word. Sometimes it only takes a few seconds to be courageous. And it builds and it builds and it builds. Sometimes courage is just standing your ground and not giving in. Sometimes it's just having to hold on when that famous poem, there's nothing in you except the will that says to you, hold on, Rudyard Kipling. And Ryan Holiday talks about a black slave called Nelly, who was apparently quoted as saying, you can whip me and kill me, but you'll never beat me. And sometimes that's the only thing that you've got left, that inner sanctum, but that is where your courage lies. And I suppose that's where that famous quote, over my dead body, comes. You can kill me, but you won't change my mind. It does appear when we read history that fortune favours the brave. And there's many, many great quotes. You know, once you're committed, once you've shown that you're all in, nature and providence will move to help you and be at your side. But you have to show the courage first. You know, there are lines that we draw in the sand and we say, okay, I'll be tolerant. I'll deal with this. Yeah, but my belief starts here and no more. As Peterson often talks about, understanding the value of what no really means. Courage is also knowing when to quit, or maybe not knowing when to quit, but quitting when it is the courageous thing to do. It's not always carrying on, but it is often. It's doing your duty, whatever that is, whether there's glory in it or not. It's what you believe in. It's courageous to you. And Lord Nelson, the great English sailor in 1805, is recorded as quoting as he died on the deck of his ship, I have done my duty. I don't think there's many more lines that or a perfect summary of a life well lived. I have done my duty. The question is, what is your duty? And I think in order to do your duty, you will need courage. Ryan Holiday talks about thinking about your ancestors and thinking about your family, and in order to help you find that courage, making them proud, what would they say? What would they think? He quotes Viktor Frankl and says in the book that we can be pushed by drives and pulled by values. That is courage. And the pathway forward is often not clear. And in the book, Ryan talks about the failure to wrestle with moral issues and to think deeply about things and then make commitment rather than standing idly by and not getting involved. That is a lack of courage and cowardice. Being right or wrong is not necessarily the thing. It's having the courage of your convictions, because we all have our own truth. And look, in the final part of the book, the third part, Ryan then goes on to talk about the heroic. And I think there's not many of us who would rather be called at our own funeral a coward than a hero. I think we'd all choose the heroic. And he says it's all about answering the call. It's the road you take. And there are some great passages in the book that Ryan Holiday has obviously researched and done a lot of reading on, about the Spartans and their leadership and such things and such small anecdotal stories that say so much. And one such example, when in a battle of overwhelming odds, a mother leant over her dying son, saying words akin to, "May his death be of service to Sparta," i.e. I'm able to come to terms with losing my own son if it achieves the right objective. Ask yourself whether you think that's courage or not. And the same man, a great leader, Leonidas, is quoted as saying to his wife as he lay dying, "Marry a good man who will treat you well, bear him children, and have a good life." Now that is an example, for me anyway, of words of courage. Courage in the heroic, you could say, is selfless. It's transcendent, in that it transcends a lot of our natural desires, because of course we are here to preserve ourselves and preserve our life. Yet to put your life on the line and lose it and be prepared to lose it is what, in a cause, is what defines a hero. And many of these heroes, when you dive and delve into their history, had periods of great depression and time in the wilderness. Churchill, Gandhi, to name but two. As Ryan Holiday says, there are long descents and desolate valleys to walk. And that in itself is part of the heroic journey and the necessary courage. Yes, there may be certain acts in life that are the pinnacles, if you like, or the things that people remember. But it's often when you're alone, when you have to draw on your greatest courage, when you think you are not anywhere near what you think you want to achieve. Ryan Holiday talks about James Stockdale, a great American soldier who in 1969 talked about his commitment to not being beaten by torture. So no matter what they did to him, he would not let his country down or say anything that would give the advantage to his enemy. Again, it's giving your life to others. Ryan Holiday talks about heroism as being chosen, being totally aware and being beware of living a life in an ivory tower. And says, "If I'm only for me, who am I? A little clod of ailments," somebody once said. "Be willing to lose everything." Charles de Gaulle of France. Silence is violence. Think about that. If you see something and do not speak up, it's as bad as the perpetrator. And here's a great one. I love this in a hero. The audacity of hope. If you have a grain of hope, be willing to be bold and show some audacity. And it's okay to retreat as a hero, but surrender is a different thing. Resting is okay. Giving up is not. Stockdale talks about, this is a beautiful one for a hero, the devastating agony of shame. Imagine living all the rest of your life knowing you made a decision that you regret. Ryan Holiday talks about that beautiful Japanese concept of kintsugi, where something broken is beautified. Bruises and scars tell stories. They're not to be shied away from. Your hero's journey is made up of choice after choice after choice after choice. Not always just one monumental choice that comes from nowhere. Your private actions matter. That's where you forge your heroic character. As you follow your ethical line, follow your conscience, and follow your own heroic path. So that's Ryan Holiday's Courage is Calling, and a very short summary of his beautiful book. As I said, I encourage you to read it. It will challenge you and make you think about your own comfort zones. It certainly did for me. It's Leader Manager Coach. Catch you later. Bye-bye.